My manager always called for a 20-minute team meeting after work, unpaid. So I finally had enough, she announced. We both left together. Dave's face turned red, but he couldn't exactly stop both of us without looking like a tyrant. Within a week, it was like dominoes falling. First Amy, then Jason, then Kelly from accounting. By the second week, only three people stayed for the full meeting. Dave was talking to half-empty chairs. One morning, Dave pulled me into his office. So, this important thing you need to get to every day, what exactly is it? I looked him straight in the eye. It's personal, Dave, but if you really want to know, it's called having a life outside of work. He shifted uncomfortably in his chair. These meetings are crucial for team communication. Then maybe schedule them during work hours, I suggested. Crazy idea, I know. The next week, Dave tried to be smart about it. He moved the meetings to 4:40 p.m. But here's the thing about starting a revolution. Once people taste freedom, they don't go back. Meeting time! Dave called out at 4:40. I kept typing on my computer. Sorry, Dave, still working. Client deadline at 5. Jason didn't even look up from his screen. Same here. Amy was on a phone call with a customer that she definitely could have wrapped up, but chose not to. Dave stood there for 5 minutes, watching his authority crumble. Finally, he announced the meeting was canceled. 3 months later, Dave got transferred to a different department. Our new manager, Lisa, sent meeting notes via email and only called meetings during work hours when absolutely necessary. All it took was one person refusing to work for free. Now, when I see new employees getting taken advantage of, I always tell them the same thing. Your time is worth money, and if they're not paying you for it, it's not your problem.